This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up at 6:45, we will get into Terry McLaurin's trade request from the Commanders, and we'll continue talking about that. Into the meat of the show, John Keim will join us coming up at 7 o'clock. He covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. You guys know that. He's always been a valuable guest, giving us intel on the Commanders, so we will talk with him about Terry's trade request and more. That's coming up at 7. So don't you fret. We will talk about Terry McLaurin.
Don't worry. We'll be talking about it all day.
Latest drama there. But right now it's time for the Junkies Sports Page.
All right, boys. Happy Friday to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a busy day in Major League Baseball yesterday.
The Nats were busy.
And the day before.
The O's.
O's and Nats. Yeah. Yes. There was a lot of teams. The Twins traded 7 players. I mean, there were 46 trades before the deadline on Wednesday and Thursday. 46. In fact, there were trades like 30 seconds before the deadline hit. Mm-hmm. And when they do that countdown, you know, at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. I mean, that's no joke. I mean, MLB Network had the countdown on it, and they're counting down 10 down to 1, down to 0. And once that hits 0, it's done. You can't put it, you know, I mean, unless there's already an agreement,
like a pending deal
between the two teams, you can't get a deal done after that. So the deadline is the deadline.
Yeah, but what is? But there are trades after the deadline.
There are trades after the deadline, but some of those players aren't eligible for the postseason.
Ah, okay, yeah, got it.
But anyway, so 46 trades on Wednesday and Thursday. Let's start with the Nats. The Nats ended up trading, I believe they traded 6 total players.
Mm-hmm.
They traded Rosario to the Yankees. They traded Chafin and Garcia to the Angels, 2 pitchers, right? They traded Soroka to the Cubs. They traded, and then yesterday, they traded Finnegan. We all thought Finnegan was going to go. And they traded Kyle Finnegan, who we've had on the show before. He's a really nice dude, really good guy.
Goes to the Tigers.
Had 38 saves last year. His ERA isn't great this year. He's been struggling a little bit, but he goes to the Tigers. And then Alex Call, I believe about 30 minutes, maybe 20 minutes before the deadline hit.
Yeah, when he got traded. I think it was like 5:15, 5:20.
It was late.
It was pretty close to the deadline expiring.
Yeah. So the Nats, of course, traded Finnegan, and they get 2 players for Finnegan. All right. A couple of right-handed pitchers, a kid named Josh Randall and a kid named RJ Sales. Yes?
Grant tweeted yesterday, and this blew my mind, that Finnegan's contract, I believe, was $6 million. It's total $6 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The team and the Learners deferred a $6 million contract where it was 3 years at $2 million apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that nubs?
Weird.
They
sounds like
they like deferring money. And I guess it doesn't only apply to Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg.
I've never heard of deferring money for a contract
that small.
That threw me when I saw it too.
They clearly operated on a tight budget year to year.
Yeah, they
probably this Scherzer Strasburg thing is killing them.
Of course. I mean, if you're stroking big checks to guys who haven't been on your roster for years,
mm-hmm.
that impacts the way you do business, I would think.
Right.
Yeah, who knows what's going on over there.
That was wild when I read that. It was an eye-opener
when you saw it.
So in that deal for Finnegan, they get Josh Randall and RJ Sales. Randall's 6'4", 240 pounds. He's 22.
Big boy. Play like linebacker.
He pitched for University of San Diego. He was chosen in the third round of last year's draft, 2024 draft. He had split between single A and high A this year. Combined, his ERA was just under 4, 70 strikeouts in 80 innings. Sales is a 6-foot right-hander who was taken in the 10th round last year out of UNC Wilmington. And he was pitching for single A Lakeland down in Florida. And he was 4-3 with a 2.71 ERA. 63 strikeouts in 66 innings. All right. So they also, like we'd mentioned, traded Alex Call to the Dodgers. They get a couple of players for him. They get a kid named Eric Swan, who I think Eric Swan is a big dude. I think he's 6'6".
He used to be a silly D tackle.
Yeah, he did for the Cardinals.
Came straight out of high school.
Yeah. Back in the day, played semi-pro ball.
Correct. Yeah.
I know way too much about Eric Swan.
Yeah,
he's a big right-hander.
Not the Eric Swan you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. Maybe they're related.
He pitched for Middle Tennessee State. Struggled in his first pro year in high A Great Lakes. He was he had an ERA about 4.5 in 69 innings. And then they also got a kid named Lennon. What's his first name? Sean Paul Lennon, 6-foot righty from Columbia. He's 20. He's pitched across three levels this year. Combined ERA about 2.78, 101 Ks in 74 innings. So apparently he throws hard. So six players total traded from the Nats. They ain't messing around, man.
Well, I mean, it's clearly a fire sale for a team that's underachieved.
But none of the guys they got are particularly awesome.
I don't know who the highest ranked prospect is.
The ones I saw didn't seem like they were particularly amazing.
Yeah, I would agree. But Mike D, he said, look, wherever you want, we'll take young pitchers, build the farm system up, because most of them were pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so in terms of the deadline, some of the bigger winners for the deadline, we kind of talked about it yesterday. The Seattle Mariners got a couple big bats. We talked about that yesterday. Eugenio Suarez they get from the D-backs. They also got Josh Naylor from the D-backs. Kyle Riley hit his 42nd home run last night, so their lineup is much different with a lot more power for the Mariners. So they were very active. Also, the Padres got 5 or 6 players in a couple different deals. The biggest name player they got was Mason Miller. Mason Miller was the closer for the Oakland Athletics. They're not Oakland anymore. They're just the Athletics until they finally move.
It's a weird bit.
Yeah. But Mason Miller throws over 100. He had, I think, 20 or 21 saves for the Athletics this year. Their GM, A.J. Preller, really went hard. They traded the number 5 prospect in all of baseball to get Mason Miller. They also got J.P. Sears, who's a starting pitcher from the Athletics. So they got Miller and Sears, and they traded this kid. I think his name is Leo DeVries, who's the number 5 prospect overall. Not the number 5 prospect
in their system.
In the Padres system, overall.
That's a high price to pay. I mean,
you rarely see number 5 prospects overall go in these deals. He's 18 years old. But they wanted to get a closer in Mason Miller. So that was a big deal. They also traded for Ryan O'Hearn and Ramon Laureano from the Orioles. O'Hearn, of course, was the all-star from the Orioles this year. Laureano is an outfielder, has some pop as well, had 15 home runs, has a really strong arm in the outfield. They also got Freddie Fermin, who's a catcher from the Royals. So they were very active trading for a bunch of guys. The Orioles also traded Cedric Mullins to the Mets. So how many players total did they trade? I think 5.
11 total this year, 5 yesterday.
Yeah, okay. So O'Hearn, Laureano, Mullins, Charlie Morton.
Morton, and then I think a reliever.
Yeah, okay. So they were pretty active too.
Was that heart-wrenching to lose some of those guys, like Mullins?
I'd say, I like O'Hearn a lot because he has a great story, but I think Mullins is more of the fan favorite because Mullins had big shoes to fill because he, 8 years ago, he filled in for, not filled in, but replaced Adam Jones in center field. And he just had a great story where he sent back down to Double A, had to retool everything, and then ended up winning, I think he won a Silver Slugger.
Yeah, he was really good that early few years.
And he's been an all-star. He's got a great glove. He's a electric player.
He's a good
Mets,
player.
Mets fans are going to fall in love with
Cedric
Mullins.
And he's got pop, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always like Mullins. The Astros added Carlos Correa from the Twins. Remember, Correa actually came up with the Astros and helped them win World Series, and he's going back to Houston. He spent his first 7 years with Houston.
He helped those cheaters win the World Series back
in
the day.
He was part of it.
Ah, good for him.
So he's going back. The Yankees were very active. I think they acquired about six or seven players. You talk about like the losers in all this deal. I kind of mentioned the Twins. The Twins lost Correa. They lost their closer, Johan Duran. They lost a starting pitcher. They lost five other players, including a Gold Glove outfielder, Harrison Bader. They've lost Chris Paddock, who was also a starting pitcher. So I think they lost about 9 or 10 guys. 9 guys out of off the 26-man roster. So talk about teams that are rebuilding. The Cubs and the Red Sox, I thought they would do more, especially the Red Sox. The Red Sox ended up getting Dustin May and Steven Matz, starting pitchers from the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Meh. Not a big fan of either of those guys. I thought they would get a better pitcher, but they didn't. And then the Tigers, of course, we talked about them. They got Kyle Finnegan and they got Charlie Morton. So, there was a lot of players dealt, 46 to be exact, 46 trades to be exact, and over a two-day period. I mean, just a lot of action going into the deadline from yesterday. There was a football game last night, the Hall of Fame game.
Very one-sided football game.
34-7. Who put $5 to win $4.15 on the Lions?
This guy right here.
My guy, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
I would love to hear your rationale for that.
Just because I wanted a little action.
Hey, did you guys like the auto spotting of the ball, the challenge, the AI challenge thing that they had?
I don't have a problem with it. If you're doing away with the chain gang and you're embracing technology, I'm generally going to be pro.
No, but the problem is it's all fake.
Right. It's all like
because
AI-ish.
Well, no. Not just that, but the refs are still spotting the ball.
Right.
And then they're just getting away, doing away with the chain gang.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's still the issue of ref spotting the ball.
So chain gangs are gone throughout the entire league?
No, they sit on the sideline.
Oh, they just sit there. Okay.
They just literally sit there. They never run out for a measurement or anything like that.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, the human's still spotting the ball, and that error that's going to happen countless times throughout the season, that's still a problem.
Mm-hmm. I think this is supposed to make you think it's not going to happen anymore.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But it will.
I didn't notice that. The only thing I noticed, and again, it was on in the background while I was with family, was I thought Trey Lance, I don't know what his numbers look like, but I thought he looked lost.
He looked good, apparently.
I think he was 13 for 20 for two touchdowns.
Yeah. I'm shocked because the parts I saw, he looked kind of lost.
Dude, everyone was jocking him.
Lost? Your boy Kyle Allen, he threw two picks.
Yeah. I saw the two picks. Yeah. I saw
it. Was funny
Poker, he threw a pick, too.
It was funny after the Chargers scored on their first possession, the Lions came out and they were talking about backup quarterbacks. And Chris Collinsworth I think he said something like, Kyle Allen is the guy. He's the guy.
Right.
You want a guy with experience who can move the team a little bit as a backup quarterback. He's the guy. He was all high on Kyle Allen.
I don't know why.
What?
I don't quite understand.
Kyle Allen was terrible. And he's not a very good backup quarterback. I'm sorry, he's not. But anyway, final score 34-7, Chargers win, and Bish Bucks lose $5.
Very good.
You lose $5.
All right, coming up next, we will get into Terry McLaurin demanding a trade away from the Washington Commanders. The stalemate continues, the drama builds, and don't forget John Kime will join us coming up at 7. We'll talk more Terry McLaurin with him as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.